Chapter 24, The Key to the Universe. Since this writing was begun, it has continually changed, and I've been wondering where it's all going. It was decided that it should be made available free as a teaching tool for education. The Theory of Everything, Only Backwards, or perhaps The Key to All, might be better titles than a modern way. But what is meant is to describe these thoughts as new or key. Figmentalism is just another word, invented word, that luckily was languishing unused, and I simply glommed onto it and now speak as though it was some great entity that overturns all of religious thought and also all of science in 12 short laws. Well, that just isn't entirely true, but ask anyone on the street if everything is imaginary, and the response is vastly towards the opinion that it isn't. And Figmentalism clearly states that these people are all wrong, and the key to the universe and all of reality is quite different. In this we learn of the ways to disprove any theory now prevalent in Western and European thinking. And I use those sociological distinctions loosely because there are many people that understand and accept the philosophies of solipsism or idealism or the tenets of ancient religion that espouse non-duality. We didn't dream up Figmentalism here at INTS, but what we did do is make it studyable, provable, complete, and without all the qualification the aforementioned theologies and theories require or have tacked on. Thousands have contributed largely unknowingly to the completion of this work through their participation as interviewees, informally as colleagues, too numerous to mention, confidence in the pursuit of the meaning of everything, or just as friends around the campfire. The seeking of this Holy Grail has taken some 45 years and finishes up without any religious deity and the explanation reduced to a single sentence quoted from the Vedas, "Life is an illusion." So, what is new? The proofs are the important parts of Figmentalism and the first level of understanding, just what you are and how you relate to the universe. Unfortunately, all the religious material that recognizes reality for what it is still outlines some deity, and that deity, God, Allah, Vishnu, Brahma, or whatever, is only us and nothing else. The first level requires that you abandon theology in all forms, and all the rules that go along with any religion as well. I'm not suggesting that you quit your moral values, because these are very necessary, and also a part of these teachings. Also, do not consider this writing to be of any special quality as a scripture, because you are the one writing it, as you see it before your eyes. This is what you have always thought in your heart of hearts, and is also much of what is taught in real religion, though misinterpreted throughout the millennia. Figmentalism and the laws of reality are merely words refuting the status quo and establishing the way for the future way of thinking to open in what might be considered the real meaning of the myth of 2012. I'm not going to go into it here, but the physical idea of a collision between our world and another is quite impossible without material worlds existing. But in a psychological sense, we could experience a complete shift in direction, hopefully without any physical trauma, or as little as possible. There is no way to accurately predict what this new social thinking system will cause in our future history. But there are at least two things that will be part of it. One is the complete communication system, which is now called the Internet. And the other is the realization that we are actually a single entity and completely responsible for everything that happens to us. There are no outside influences, such as God, fate, aliens, or parallel universes or realities. We are alone here, and the creator of what we are. And on the dawn of self-realization as an entity and an illusion. Beyond Figmentalism comes entitic science and the study and conclusion of what we are in the real terms of our existence without origin, location, velocity, vector, size, motion, beginning, or end. We exist being expressed as the fundamental absolute. Thank you for listening or reading. Namran Sor.